welcome to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. I'm your host, Melanie Kingett, and I'll be your guide to scoring a 5. Here at the Absolute Recap, we aim to maximize your understanding and minimize your need for memorization. Each episode will review content, skills, and test-taking tips to help you succeed in May. Your recap starts now. Hi, and welcome to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. Today's episode will recap the exam structure and an overview of what to expect on the actual day. The AP Biology exam is 3 hours long. I know, that's a long time to take a test. It includes multiple choice questions and FRQs, or free response questions. As students, you have taken many tests with multiple choice questions in the past. So what makes an AP exam any different? Well, it's harder, but you can do it. These multiple choice questions are taken in 90 minutes, which means that half of the time you're testing, you are answering multiple choice questions. The biggest thing you need to know is that you need to hustle. You need to think, but you also need to hustle. If you are paced properly in the multiple choice section of the exam, you are taking approximately 90 seconds to answer each question. This means that 45 minutes into the exam, you should be on question 30 or 31. How do you get to this pacing? Well, practice.
We're talking about practice.
It can be really hard to get to a point of answering these questions so quickly, but the more that you practice, the better you will get. It's kind of like playing baseball. If you're stepping up to the plate, you've taken some practice swings, and you've probably swung a bat that has a weight on the end. When you're practicing to take these multiple choice questions, challenge yourself. Try to complete them at first in 2 minutes, working your way up to 90 seconds, and then to really challenge yourself in those last few weeks leading up to the exam. Work on finishing multiple choice questions at a faster pace than necessary. On the day of the exam, you will be allowed to bring in a watch, but this has to be a traditional non-smartphone style watch. Having a watch on your wrist while you're practicing will allow you to feel more comfortable using this as a pacing guide on the day of the exam. The other 90 minutes of testing will come from free response questions. There are 6 of them. Question 1 and 2 of the FRQ responses are scored between 8 and 10 points each. You should expect to spend approximately 22 minutes answering each of these questions. Both questions 1 and 2 focus on interpreting and evaluating experimental results. Question 2 has an additional graphing component. We'll focus on some graphing skills in a future episode. Questions 3 through 6 are shorter and valued at only 4 points apiece. They cover scientific investigation, concept analysis, analyzing models and visual representations, as well as data. Many of these responses involve action items by you, the student. Knowing the information is only a piece of this puzzle, but here at the Absolute Recap, we will ensure that you feel comfortable not only with the content, but also with the skills necessary to be successful on the exam. I'm going to give you a secret. The information that your teachers have, you can have too. The CED, or Course Exam Description, is a PDF document that is released by the College Board and readily available online. I encourage you to download this document. In it, it will have practice questions, layouts of the exam, as well as an overview on all 8 units that you'll be expected to study. So I said that you can bring a watch, and I highly encourage you to do so. You also will be allowed to bring in a calculator. This calculator can either be a 4 function, a scientific, or a graphing calculator. You can expect to need this tool on both the multiple choice and the free response questions. How is your exam scored? Well, all AP exams are scored on the same 5-point scale. However, not all percentage correct questions equates to the same score on an exam. What I mean by that is getting half of the information correct on one type of topic may get you a 3, whereas in another topic, it may earn you a 4. The methods of these scorings do change from year to year. And because the biology curriculum was redesigned for the 2020 test, the ratios of scores have not yet been released. However, as a general rule, if you are earning a 5 on an AP exam, this correlates to having about an A's content knowledge in a college level course. A 4 represents being comfortable with the material to earn a B, B plus, or A minus, whereas a 3 represents a C, C plus, or B minus grade. One of the great innovations of this new school year and the redevelopment of the College Board's online platforms was launching of AP Classroom. If you are signed up to take the exam in May, you've already registered through AP Classroom. However, it has many more tools than just to sign up. The AP Classroom consists of practice questions called progress checks that allow you to get instant feedback on how comfortable and how capable and how ready you are for all the information coming up for your exam. If you have not yet practiced with any of these questions, I encourage you to speak to your teacher. Ask them to assign them. The purpose of these questions is for practice.
Practice.
They will not count against your grade in class, but this will give you a realistic expectation of what you know and what you don't. Half of the struggle of preparing for an exam is to figure out what you need to work on. Once you've completed your progress checks, you'll have a better understanding of what you still need to study. That's where the Absolute Recap Biology Edition comes in. To recap, the biology exam consists of two sections. The first, a multiple choice section, is 90 minutes long and contains 60 questions. The second is free response questions. This is also 90 minutes long and contains 6 questions. Parts 1 and 2 are equally weighted and will both contribute toward your score. Remember, AP exams are scored on a scale of 1 to 5. Today's question of the day is about exam structure. True or false? You can earn partial credit on both the multiple choice and the FRQ section of the exam. For the answer to today's and future questions, please follow us on Instagram at the Absolute Recap. That's the APSOLUTE Recap. If you are a student with questions or a teacher with suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a biology topic or another AP subject you would like us to cover on the Absolute Recap, please email us at theabsoluterecap@gmail.com. That's the APSOLUTE recap@gmail.com. The Absolute Recap is produced by Brad Kingett with music by Zach Caruso. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Time's up, pencils down. Thank you for listening to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. AP is a registered trademark of the College Board and is not affiliated with the Absolute Recap. Copyright 2020, Absolute Recap, LLC. All rights reserved.